In 2026, the right AI coding agent for production work depends on 5 axes: autonomy level, pricing model, IDE integration, MCP support, and audit trail. Claude Code and Codex CLI lead for terminal native teams with custom pipelines. Cursor Composer 2 wins for IDE first interactive workflows. Devin and Replit Agent are not yet production grade for enterprise without significant governance work. Most buyers in 2026 are making the wrong call because they trust benchmark leaderboards. A model that tops SWE Bench can fail 60% of the time inside your actual agent pipeline, because benchmark harnesses bear no relation to your repo, your CI, or your tool surface. Our research shows contamination inflates SWE Bench scores by 27 percentage points benchmarks blog, and the same model swings 46 points across different harnesses. The only honest buying signal is trace-based evaluation on your own tasks. This guide compares all 12 serious contenders across the 5 dimensions that actually matter for production deployment. Skip to the TL, DR table for the quick verdict, or jump to the decision tree if you already know the axes. TL, DR comparison table tool autonomy, 1-5, pricing IDE integration MCP support audit trail Claude Code 4 token, pay as you go terminal plus V's Code X native full, session transcripts. Codex CLI 3 token, pay as you go terminal only partial log files. Cursor Composer 2-4 per seat, $20.40/mo, native IDE partial composer history. Aider 3 free plus model, costs terminal only none, any model. Full Git commits. Continue 2 free plus model costs V's code slash. JetBrains native partial client 4 free plus model, costs V's code native full step-by-step log. Rue code 4 free plus model costs V's code native full windsurf, cascade, 3 per seat. $15.25/mo native IDE none partial goose. Block. 3 free plus model costs terminal native partial Gemini code, assist 2 per seat. $19.45/mo, V's code slash. JetBrains slash web partial Devin 5 per task, $2.20+. Web plus GitHub none black box. Replit agent 5 per seat, $20.25/mo Replit IDE only none autonomy scale. 1 inline autocomplete only. 2 equals single file edits with human confirm. 3 equals multi-file edits with review step. 4 equals repo wide autonomous with branch isolation. 5 equals fully autonomous end-to-end task execution. 50 word verdict per tool Claude Code, the strongest programmable agent for production pipelines, native MCP, full session transcripts, and the agent SDK for custom harnesses. Best in class for teams that want to own their loop control. Expensive at scale without prompt caching. Requires Claude API account. Core slash Claude tool use from Xero, Codex CLI, OpenAI's lightweight terminal agent. Sub 100 MS first token, excellent shell reasoning, minimal setup. No MCP, limited audit trail. Best for OpenAI native teams who want a fast CLI without the Cursor IDE dependency. Open source on GitHub. Cursor Composer 2, the IDE first choice. Parallel background agents, server-side state persistence, survives crashes, and a polished code review UI. Per-seat pricing is efficient at low usage, but expensive at high task volume. MCP support is experimental. Core slash Cursor Composer 2, Aider, the community favorite for repo wide edits with clean Git history, works with any model via OpenRouter. Architect mode for complex refactors. Zero MCP support means you build tool integrations manually. Steepest learning curve of the free options. Continue, the safest open source choice for teams nervous about autonomous agents. Model agnostic, privacy preserving, and excellent for inline context aware completions. Low autonomy by design, you approve every suggestion. JetBrains support is a differentiator. Klein, fastest path to a fully autonomous local agent. Creates files, runs shell commands, browses the web, all without confirmation prompts if you want. Native MCP. Audit trail is excellent, every step logged. Requires strong branch discipline. Rue code, a more conservative Klein fork with better multi-model routing and tighter permission models. If you want Klein's MCP breadth but with explicit approval gates, Rue code is the fork. Growing community, active maintenance. Windsurf, Cascade, Codium's IDE with a mid-tier autonomous agent. Better context coherence than early Klein, weaker extensibility than Claude Code. Per seat pricing. no MCP, worth evaluating for teams already in the Codeium ecosystem. GooseBlock BlockSquare's open source terminal agent. Native MCP toolkit, free, model agnostic, lighter autonomy than Klein. Strong for teams that want MCP breadth without IDE lock-in, smaller community than Aider or Continue. Gemini Code Assist, Google's enterprise-grade assistant, deep Google Workspace and cloud integration. Lower autonomy than Claude Code or Cursor, it is still primarily a completions plus review tool. Best for Google Cloud native organizations. Devin, the highest autonomy agent available but with no audit trail. $500+ month, fully async, runs in its own VM. Enterprise unshippable today because diff review requires reading the entire task log rather than inspecting a branch. Use for well-specified greenfield tasks only. Replit Agent, purpose-built for Replit's cloud IDE. The simplest path from prompt to running app if you never leave Replit. No audit trail, no MCP, Replit only. Not a production tool for teams with existing code bases. The five dimensions that matter in 2026, the five axes in the table above were chosen because they predict production deployment risk, not benchmark performance. Here's why each matters. One, autonomy level autonomy is a risk multiplier, not a capability signal. A fully autonomous agent, level 5, that writes to main without review is not more productive, it is more dangerous. The correct framing is, how much human oversight does this agent remove, and does your team have the governance infrastructure to compensate? Level 4 agents, Claude Code, Cursor, Klein, Roo Code, are the practical ceiling for production teams in 2026. They can complete repo-wide tasks autonomously, but they write to feature branches, log every action, and surface a reviewable diff before merging. Level 5 agents, Devin, Replit, operate in isolated environments where the human only sees the final output, which is fine for throwaway prototypes, but requires a full diff review discipline for anything touching production. 2 cost model per seat SaaS pricing, Cursor, Windsurf, Gemini, Replit, is efficient at low task volume and predictable for finance. Token-based pricing, Claude Code, Codex CLI, becomes cheaper above 30 substantial tasks per day per developer, but requires cost tracking infrastructure. The hidden cost is supervision time. A cheaper agent that requires more review per output has a higher true cost than an expensive agent that produces cleaner diffs. Multi-agent orchestration has a real cost that's easy to underestimate. Multi-agent cost blog. Factor in human review minutes, not just API dollars. 3 IDE integration terminal only agents, Claude Code, Codex CLI, Aider, Goose, are more composable but require stronger CLI discipline. IDE native agents, Cursor, Windsurf, Gemini, Continue, Klein, reduce the context switching cost for interactive development. The choice correlates strongly with team workflow. Teams with strong CI/CD and automated testing tend to prefer terminal agents. Teams with designer-developer collaboration tend to prefer IDE native. One underrated axis, whether the agent state survives a crash. Cursor's background agents run server-side, your loop restarts after a crash. Claude Code's harness is local, your loop dies with the shell session cursor Claude Code blog, but you own the restart logic. 4 MCP support MCP, Model Context Protocol, is the open standard for connecting agents to external tools without bespoke integrations. Agents with native MCP support, Claude Code, Klein, Roo Code, Goose, Continue, can share server implementations across tools. An MCP server built for Claude Code works in Klein, works in Goose, and increasingly works in any MCP-compliant client. Teams ignoring MCP support are accumulating integration debt. When you build a bespoke Jira connector for a non-MCP agent, you rebuild it for every tool you adopt. MCP is the interoperability bet that pays compound interest. The 2026 MCP server ecosystem is already large enough that native support is a must-have MCP server blog, not a nice-to-have. 5 audit trail enterprise deployment of AI coding agents is gated on auditability, not capability. The question legal and security teams ask is, who approved this change, what did the agent do, and can you show me the full reasoning trace? Tools with full audit trails, Claude Code session transcripts, Klein step logs, Roo Code approval gates, Aider Git commit history, pass this gate. Tools without Devin's black box VM, Replit agents end state only output, do not because they are less capable, but because regulators and security teams cannot accept trust the agent. The supply chain threat surface for AI coding agents is large supply chain blog. Prompt injection in MCP servers, dependency confusion in NPM packages, malicious PyPI installs, and a full audit trail is the minimum mitigation. The 12 tools in depth Claude Code is Anthropic's Terminal first AI coding agent, built on the agent SDK and native MCP support. It occupies the programmable professional tier. High autonomy, full auditability, and maximum composability for teams that want to own their infrastructure. Strengths: native MCP, hundreds of servers available, full session transcripts for audit, the agent SDK for building custom multi-agent harnesses, and Anthropic's strongest model, Opus 4.7 for complex reasoning, Haiku 4.5 for speed. The extended 200K token context window handles large legacy codebases cleanly. Weaknesses: token-based pricing without caching can be expensive at scale. No built-in IDE, you need the V's code extension or terminal discipline. Loop state dies with the shell session, requiring explicit restart logic in automated pipelines. Who it's for: teams building custom agent workflows, CI integrated code generation, security conscious enterprises that need full audit trails, and developers comfortable in the terminal. Pricing snapshot: pay as you go on Anthropic API. Haiku 4.5, 0, $25/$1, 25 per M input output tokens. Opus 4.7, $15/$75. Claude Max subscription, $100 month for heavy interactive use. Concrete workflow: push a failing test, Claude Code identifies the root cause via MCP connected GitHub, writes the fix to a feature branch, runs the test suite, and posts the PR, all without leaving the terminal. Full trace available in Claude Projects for audit. Read more: blog/cursor3.2 versus Claude Code workflow, blog/GPT-5.5 versus Claude Opus 4.7 agentic coding, course/Claude tool use from zero, Codex CLI OpenAI's open source terminal agent, lightweight, fast, and designed for developers who want AI assistance without an IDE. Codex CLI runs in suggest mode by default, shows the proposed shell command before running, and can be elevated to auto mode for automated pipelines. Strengths: sub 100 ms first token latency, excellent shell command reasoning, minimal setup, single NPM install, and open source so you can audit the harness. GPT 4.1 mini makes it the cheapest major vendor option per task. Weaknesses: no MCP support as of June 2026, limited audit trail beyond log files, and no repo-wide context window comparable to Claude's 200K. Tightly coupled to OpenAI's model lineup. Who it's for: OpenAI native teams who want a fast CLI without IDE lock-in, DevOps engineers automating shell workflows, teams running OpenAI models on AWS Bedrock. Pricing snapshot: GPT 4.1 mini, 0, $15/$0, 60 per M tokens. GPT 5.5, $2/$8 per M tokens via Bedrock or direct API. Concrete workflow: Codex add a GitHub action step to run type check before deploy. Codex reads the existing workflow YAML, proposes the diff, applies it after confirmation. Read more: blog/codex-cli versus cursor composer 2, blog/2026-430 GPT-5.5 in Codex, cursor composer 2 cursor's IDE native agent, released with the composer 2 technical report in early 2026. It introduced parallel background agents, server-side state persistence, and a polished review interface. The strongest choice for teams that live in an IDE and want high autonomy without leaving it. Strengths: server-side agent state survives IDE crashes, parallel subagents for concurrent tasks. Cursorbench shows strong performance on interactive dev tasks, deep repository indexing for large codebases, Bugbot for automated PR review. Weaknesses: per-seat pricing becomes expensive at high task volume. MCP support is experimental, not production-ready. Audit trail is composer history, sufficient for most teams, but not the full reasoning trace enterprises need. Who it's for: individual developers and small teams doing intensive interactive development, design developer collaboration workflows. Pricing snapshot: Hobby $0 month, limited, Pro $20 month, Business $40 seat month. Concrete workflow, trigger a Composer 2 background agent from a GitHub issue, it runs in parallel with your active editing session, returns a PR for review when done. Read more. blog/2026-528cursor3 Composer 2 Workflow Patterns. blog/2026-512 Copilot Workspace vs. Cursor BG vs. Claude Code. core/cursor Composer 2. Aider the community favorite, open source, model agnostic, and optimized for whole repo multi-file edits with clean Git history. Aider has 20K plus GitHub stars and strong presence in the local LLaMA community for its compatibility with open weight models. Strengths: works with any model, Anthropic, OpenAI, Llama, OpenRouter, architect mode for complex multi-file refactors. Clean Git commit history: every agent change is a reviewable commit, the most battle-tested free option. Weaknesses: zero MCP support, tool integrations are manual. Steepest learning curve of the free options. No built-in autonomy for multi-step pipeline tasks. Who it's for? Privacy-conscious teams using local models, cost-sensitive developers, teams that want full Git history of every agent change. Pricing snapshot, free. Pay only for the model API you choose, or nothing with Llama. Concrete workflow. Aider model OpenRouter/QN/QN3.5. Refactor the auth module to use the new JWT library. Aider plans the edit across 8 files, proposes each change, commits each step. Read more. blog/7CLI comparison. Continue the conservative open source IDE agent, model agnostic, privacy preserving, and designed for teams that want AI assistance without surrendering autonomy control. Continue integrates deeply with VS Code and JetBrains, with local model support via Llama. Strengths: privacy first, can run fully offline with local models. Strong VS Code and JetBrains plugins. Native MCP client works with the same server ecosystem as Claude Code. Low autonomy by design keeps humans in the loop. Weaknesses: low autonomy, level 2, means it's an assistant, not an agent. It won't initiate multi-step task completion independently. Less suited for automated pipelines. Who it's for? Teams with strict data residency requirements, enterprise environments with model firewall policies, developers who want AI-assisted coding without autonomous execution. Pricing snapshot, free plus your model costs. Enterprise self-hosted tier available. Concrete workflow. Highlight a function, continue explains it inline, suggests a refactor, and shows the diff, human approves each step. Klein, formerly Claude Dev, now Klein, the fastest path to a fully autonomous local agent. Klein runs as a VS Code extension and can create files, run shell commands, browse the web, and execute multi-step tasks without requiring confirmation at each step. Strengths: native MCP support with a large community of servers. Full step-by-step audit log. High autonomy, level 4, configurable from fully automatic to approval gated. Works with any API-compatible model. Weaknesses: the high autonomy default requires strong branch discipline. A misconfigured Klein can modify files you didn't intend. Learning curve for MCP server setup. Who it's for? Power users who want maximum local agent autonomy without per-seat pricing, developers comfortable auditing step logs. Pricing snapshot. Free plus model API costs. Concrete workflow. Implement the user authentication flow from the spec doc. Klein reads the spec via MCP, writes the backend routes, writes the frontend components, runs the tests, and reports back. Root code a Klein fork with tighter permission models, better multi-model routing, and explicit approval gates. If Klein's default autonomy level makes your security team nervous, root code is the right fork, same MCP breadth, more conservative execution defaults. Strengths: configurable approval gates per action type, file write, shell command, web browse. Multi-model routing, use a cheap model for planning, expensive model for execution, active maintenance and growing community. Weaknesses: smaller community than Klein, fork maintenance lag, some upstream Klein features arrive late. Who it's for? Enterprise teams that need Klein-level capability with explicit human-in-the-loop checkpoints. Pricing snapshot, free plus model API costs. Concrete workflow, same as Klein, but each action class requires explicit approval. You approve write file broadly, but individually approve run shell command. Windsurf, Cascade, Codium's IDE agent. Cascade offers better context coherence than early Clang builds and a polished IDE experience, but weaker extensibility than Claude Code for custom pipelines. No MCP support as of June 2026. Strengths: strong context coherence across long sessions. Polished IDE UX similar to Cursor. Enterprise pricing available. Weaknesses: no MCP support. Proprietary tool connectors only. Per-seat pricing without a free tier for substantial use. Who it's for: teams already using Codeium's autocomplete who want to upgrade to an autonomous agent without switching IDEs. Pricing snapshot: free tier, limited, pro $15 month, teams $25 seat month. Concrete workflow: Cascade maintains context across a 2-hour refactor session, tracking which files were changed and why, and proposing coherent follow-up edits. Goose, block blocks, squares, open source terminal agent, native MCP toolkit, model agnostic, and designed for teams that want MCP breadth without IDE lock-in. Less community traction than Aider, but stronger MCP-first architecture. Strengths: native MCP toolkit with several first-party servers, GitHub, file system, shell, model agnostic, fully open source. Good for automated pipeline integration. Weaknesses: smaller community, lower autonomy ceiling than Claude Code or Clang, less mature than Aider for multi-file repo edits. Who it's for: teams that need MCP native terminal agents without paying Anthropic API rates, open source first teams. Pricing snapshot: free plus model costs. Concrete workflow: Goose receives a task via the GitHub MCP server, reads the relevant files, writes the fix, and pushes the branch, using the same MCP servers as your Claude Code workflow. Gemini Code Assist, Google's enterprise coding assistant, deep Google Workspace and cloud integration, available in VS Code, JetBrains, and the Cloud Shell Editor. Strong for Google Cloud native organizations, limited for teams outside that ecosystem. Strengths: deep Google Cloud integration, GKE, BigQuery, Cloud Run, native in Cloud Shell Editor. Long context, 1M tokens via Gemini 2.5 Pro. Enterprise compliance certifications. Weaknesses: lower autonomy than Claude Code or Cursor, still primarily a completions and review tool, not a fully autonomous agent. MCP support is partial, limited for teams outside Google Cloud. Who it's for: Google Cloud native organizations, enterprises with workspace standardization, teams on Google Cloud credits. Pricing snapshot: standard $19 user month, enterprise $45 user month. Concrete workflow: ask Gemini Code Assist to generate a Cloud Run deployment spec for this fast API app. It reads the code base and produces a Terraform config with Cloud Run, artifact registry, and secret manager resources. Devon Cognition's fully autonomous agent, the highest autonomy option available, running in its own sandboxed VM with internet access. Devon can complete long horizon tasks, days, not hours, without human check-ins. Strengths: the only level 5 autonomous agent with commercial availability, can complete genuinely long horizon tasks. Useful for well-specified greenfield development. Weaknesses: no audit trail, the enterprise fatal gap. You see the final output, not the reasoning trace or intermediate decisions. 500 plus month dollars. Opaque execution makes diff review prohibitively slow for anything touching production. Not suitable for teams that need compliance. Who it's for: venture-backed startups building greenfield products who can accept the audit trail gap, specific high-value tasks where a sync autonomy is worth the supervision cost. Pricing snapshot: core $500 month, teams $1,500 month. Concrete workflow: build a REST API for user management with JWT auth, PostgreSQL, and full test coverage. Devon disappears for 3-4 hours and returns with a working implementation, which you must review in its entirety before accepting. Replit Agent: Replit's purpose-built agent, the simplest path from a prompt to a running application within the Replit ecosystem. Not a production tool for teams with existing code bases. Strengths: zero setup, runs and deploys in the same environment. Fast for simple applications. Accessible to non-technical users. Weaknesses: Replit IDE only, cannot touch your existing code base. No MCP, no audit trail, no Git integration worth calling production grade. Per-seat pricing without a free tier for serious use. Who it's for: educators, prototypers, non-technical founders building simple apps, not production engineering teams. Pricing snapshot, core $25 month, Teams $20 seat month. Concrete workflow, build a simple task manager app with a React frontend and Node backend. Replit agent scaffolds, runs, and deploys it in one session within Replit's infrastructure. Decision tree, which tool for which team? Use this flowchart to cut to the right shortlist for your team. Decision rules, 1. If your team needs a full audit trail for compliance, eliminate Devin and Replit agent immediately. 2. If you're on Google Cloud, evaluate Gemini Code Assist first. The native integration offsets the lower autonomy. 3. If you need MCP interoperability, sharing servers across tools, shortlist Claude Code, Klein, Roo Code, or Goose. 4. If cost is the primary constraint, Aider with Alama or OpenRouter is effectively free. 5. For CI-integrated autonomous pipelines, Claude Code's Agent SDK is the only production-grade option with full harness control. See blogs /2026-530 Multi-Agent CLI Workflow Harness 2026 for the multi-agent harness pattern. For multi-agent orchestration patterns at scale, see blogs /2026-531 Multi-Agent Orchestration Reel Cost 2026. What's overhyped? What's underrated? Overhyped. Fully autonomous, Devin-style, agents for general production code. The marketing is compelling. Give an agent a GitHub issue and get back a merged PR. No human involved. The reality in 2026, fully autonomous agents are enterprise unshippable for most production code because the audit trail gap makes compliance impossible. When a CVE is introduced in production, the question, what did the agent do and why? Needs a traceable answer. Devin's black box VM doesn't provide one. This isn't a capability argument. Devin can write good code. It's a governance argument. Production deployment requires a reasoning trace, and the market hasn't built that into level 5 agents yet. The right use case for Devin-style agents in 2026 is bounded, well-specified greenfield tasks where the entire output is reviewed before it touches any production system. Overhyped. Benchmark leaderboards, as buying signals SWE bench scores, are almost useless for production buying decisions. Contamination inflates scores by 27 percentage points, benchmarks blog. Harness effects cause the same model to swing 46 points across different test frameworks. The model that ranks 1 on a leaderboard may rank 4 on your specific task distribution. The only honest signal is trace-based evaluation. Run candidate agents on 2050 real tasks from your backlog, score each tool call, correct, recovered, failed, and compare pass rates, not benchmark percentages. See blog /2026-531 local model benchmarks lie agent trace evaluation for the methodology. Underrated. Terminal first CLI tools for teams with strong CI/CD Aider, Codex CLI, and Claude Code are systematically underrated by teams that default to IDE native tools. For organizations that have invested in strong CI/CD, pre-commit hooks, type checking, test coverage requirements, automated secret scanning, terminal agents slot directly into the pipeline and don't require an IDE license. The productivity gain from a terminal agent comes from composability, not from IDE UX. You can script Claude Code into a GitHub Actions workflow, chain multiple Aider invocations in a makefile, or orchestrate Codex CLI runs from a Python harness. IDE native agents can't do any of this cleanly. See blog /AI coding agent workflow primitives 2026 for the composable workflow patterns, and blog /2026-530 multi-agent CLI workflow harness 2026 for the full multi-agent harness setup. Underrated. MCP as the interoperability moat. Teams that have invested in MCP native agents, Claude Code, Klein, Roo Code, Goose, are building compound value that non-MCP teams aren't. Each MCP server you deploy, GitHub, Jira, your internal APIs, Supabase, is instantly available to every MCP compliant agent in your stack. Teams using non-MCP agents, Cursor, Windsurf, Devin, Replit, rebuild integrations from scratch for each tool. When they switch agents, and they will, the integrations break. MCP support in 2026 is the equivalent of REST API support in 2010. Teams ignoring it are accumulating a form of technical debt that will become visible at the worst time. Read more. blog/2026, 531 MCP server adoption 2026. 6-month outlook. Q3 Q4 2026 predictions 1. MCP becomes table stakes. By Q4 2026, agents without native MCP support will begin losing enterprise evaluations to MCP native alternatives on interoperability alone. Cursor is under pressure to ship production-grade MCP. Their experimental implementation is not there yet. Windsurf will either ship MCP or concede the enterprise tier to Claude Code, and Client 2 audit trail regulation arrives. At least one major regulatory body, likely EU AI Act implementation guidance, will publish explicit requirements for AI coding agent audit trails in production systems. This will accelerate the exit of Devin and Replit agent from enterprise shortlists and create a purchasing criterion that Claude Code, Klein, and Roux Code are already positioned to meet. 3 open weight models cross the viability threshold for production agents. QN 3.5 and Llama 4's successors are close enough to Claude Haiku quality that Aider and Goose with local models become viable for mid-tier tasks. Expect a wave of cost-sensitive teams migrating away from cloud API pricing for routine code tasks. 4-per-seat pricing commoditizes. Cursor, Windsurf, and Gemini Code Assist are all in the $15.45/seat range. By Q4 2026, competitive pressure will push at least one major IDE agent below $10 seat or introduce a meaningful free tier. Token-based agents, Claude Code, Codex CLI, become relatively more attractive for high-volume teams. 5. Multi-agent harnesses become the default for senior engineers. The pattern of one orchestrator agent delegating to multiple specialist agents. Already working in our blog/2026 530 multi-agent CLI workflow harness 2026, will move from power user territory to standard practice for teams with 5 engineers. Expect Cursor, Claude Code, and Codex CLI to ship better native orchestration UX in Q3. For model capability predictions specifically, see core/picking a frontier model 2026 Q2. FAQ: which AI coding agent works best without an IDE? Claude Code, Codex CLI, and Aider are the 3 strongest terminal native options in 2026. Claude Code has the deepest MCP integration and the richest agent SDK for building custom harnesses. Codex CLI is OpenAI's lightweight answer. Sub 100ms, first token latency, and excellent shell command understanding. Aider remains the community favorite for repo-wide multi-file edits with clean Git history, especially when combined with open weight models via OpenRouter. What is MCP support, and why does it matter for coding agents? MCP, Model Context Protocol, is an open standard for connecting AI agents to external tools, databases, GitHub, Jira file systems, without bespoke per-tool integrations. Agents with native MCP support, Claude Code, Klein, Continue, Goose, can share the same server ecosystem and avoid vendor lock-in. Teams ignoring MCP support are accumulating integration debt that compounds with each tool change. Is Devin AI worth it for small teams? No, not yet. Devin's $500 month entry price, combined with a missing enterprise audit trail and autonomy level that still requires significant human review of the output, makes it cost inefficient for teams under 20 engineers. For most small teams, Aider or Claude Code delivers 80% of the value at 5% of the cost. How do I audit AI coding agent output before merging? The minimum safe pattern. 1. Agents write to feature branches, never directly to main. 2. Automated checks run, type check, unit tests, secret scan, dependency diff. 3. A human or secondary review agent inspects the full diff and agent trace before PR merge. See blog/AI coding agent supply chain threat atlas 2026 for MCP and NPM risk mitigations. For enterprise compliance, also see core/secure coding with Claude. What is the cheapest AI coding agent in 2026? Aider with an open weight model, QN 3.5, Llama 4 Scout via OpenRouter is effectively free beyond compute. For cloud model quality, Codex CLI on GPT 4.1 mini is roughly 0.0020008 per task. Claude Code on Haiku 4.5 is comparable. Avoid per-seat SaaS pricing for high-volume tasks. which agent handles legacy codebases best. Claude Code with extended context, 200K tokens, and Cursor Composer 2 with its whole repo indexing are the two strongest choices for large legacy refactors. Aider also handles multi-file edits cleanly with its architect mode. Can I use multiple AI coding agents on the same team? Yes, and most successful engineering teams in 2026 do. Common pattern, Claude Code or Codex CLI for automated pipeline tasks, Cursor or Continue for interactive IDE development, Copilot Workspace for PR scoped reviews. Standardize on the governance model first. What is the difference between Clean and Continue? Clean prioritizes autonomy. It can create files, run shell commands, and browse the web without confirmation. Continue is conservative, inline completions with human approval gates. Clean is faster for greenfield exploration. Continue is safer for teams that want agent-assisted rather than autonomous editing. Does Windsurf still exist after the Cognition acquisition rumors? As of June 2026, Windsurf, Codeium, operates independently. The acquisition rumors in Q1 2026 were not confirmed. Windsurf's Cascade agent remains a strong mid-tier option for teams already in the Codeium ecosystem. What happens when an AI coding agent makes a mistake in production? The answer depends on your guardrail architecture. Minimum safe pattern. Agents write to feature branches only, pre-commit hooks reject secrets and obvious regressions, all merges require human sign-off. See blogs/2026-530 multi-agent CLI workflow harness 2026 for the full harness pattern. Start building if you're ready to deploy an AI coding agent in production. The fastest path to a correct governance model is our course/Claude tool use from zero. It covers agent trace evaluation, MCP server setup, branch isolation policy, and the multi-agent harness pattern that prevents the most common failure modes. For model selection beyond the coding agent layer, see course/picking a frontier model 2026 Q2. Sources, Claude Code Docs, Codex CLI GitHub Cursor Composer 2 Technical Report Aider, Continue Clean Ru Code Windsurf Goose Gemini Code, Assist Devin Replit Agent MCP Spec Sierra Benchmarking Research, Claude Code Sandboxing Benchmarks Blog. Blogs, 531 Local Model Benchmarks LI Agent Trace Evaluation Multi-Agent Cost Blog. Blogs, 531 Multi-Agent Orchestration Real Cost 2026 Cursor Claude Code Blog. Blogs Cursor 3.2 versus Claude Code Workflow MCP Server Blog. Blogs, 531 MCP Server Adoption 2026 Supply Chain Blog. Blogs/AI Coding Agent Supply Chain Threat Atlas 2026. At context, at type. Article, headline. AI Coding Agents in Production 2026, Complete Buyer's Guide. Description, the definitive 2026 Buyer's Guide to AI Coding Agents, comparing Claude Code, Cursor, Codex CLI, Aider, Devin, and seven more tools across autonomy, cost, IDE integration, MCP support, and audit trail. Date published, 2026-62, date modified, 2026-62, author. At type, organization name, Koenig AI Academy, publisher, at type, organization name, Koenig AI Academy, URL, at context, at type, fact page, main entity, at type, question, name, which AI coding agent works best without an IDE? Accepted answer, at type, answer, text, Claude Code, Codex CLI, and Aider are the three strongest terminal native options in 2026. Claude Code has the deepest MCP integration and the richest agent SDK for building custom harnesses. Codex CLI is OpenAI's lightweight answer with sub-100 ms first token latency. Aider remains the community favorite for repo-wide multi-file edits with clean Git history. At type, question, name, what is MCP support and why does it matter for coding agents? Accepted answer, at type, answer, text. MCP Model Context Protocol is an open standard for connecting AI agents to external tools without bespoke per-tool integrations. Agents with native MCP support can share server implementations across tools, avoiding vendor lock-in. Teams ignoring MCP support in 2026 are accumulating integration debt. At type, question, name, is Devin AI worth it for small teams? Accepted answer, at type, answer, text, No, not yet. Devin's $500 month entry price combined with no enterprise audit trail makes it cost inefficient for teams under 20 engineers. For most small teams, Aider or Claude Code delivers 80% of the value at 5% of the cost. At type, question, name, how do I audit AI coding agent output before merging? Accepted answer. At type, answer, text, the minimum safe pattern, agents write to feature branches, automated checks run type check, tests, secret scan, dependency diff, then a human or secondary review agent inspects the full diff and agent trace before PR merge. At type, question, name, what is the cheapest AI coding agent in 2026? Accepted answer. At type, answer, text, Aider with an open weight model is effectively free beyond compute costs. For cloud model quality, Codex CLI on GPT 4.1 mini is roughly 0.0020008 per task. Claude Code on Haiku 4.5 is comparable in cost. At type, question, name, which agent handles legacy codebases best? Accepted answer. At type, answer, text, Claude Code with extended context 200K tokens and Cursor Composer 2 with whole repo indexing are the two strongest choices for large legacy refactors. Aider also handles multi-file edits cleanly with its architect mode. At type, question, name, can I use multiple AI coding agents on the same team? Accepted answer. At type, answer, text, yes. Common pattern, Claude Code or Codex CLI for automated pipeline tasks, Cursor or Continue for interactive IDE development, Copilot Workspace for PR scoped reviews. Standardize governance first. At type, question, name, what is the difference between Klein and Continue? Accepted answer. At type, answer, text, Klein prioritizes autonomy, it creates files and runs shell commands without confirmation. Continue is conservative with human approval gates. Klein is faster for greenfield exploration. Continue is safer for teams wanting agent-assisted rather than autonomous editing. At type, question, name, does Windsurf still exist after the Cognition acquisition rumors? Accepted answer. At type, answer, text. As of June 2026, Windsurf, Codium, operates independently. The acquisition rumors were not confirmed. Windsurf's Cascade remains a strong mid-tier option for teams in the Codium ecosystem. At type, question, name, what happens when an AI coding agent makes a mistake in production? Accepted answer. At type, answer, text, outcomes depend on guardrail architecture. Minimum safe pattern, agents write to feature branches only, pre-commit hooks reject secrets and regressions, all merges require human sign-off. At context, at type, how to, name, how to choose an AI coding agent for production in 2026, description, a step-by-step guide to selecting the right AI coding agent based on autonomy requirements, compliance needs, and team workflow. Step, at type, how to step, name, determine compliance requirements. Text, if your team needs a full audit trail for compliance, eliminate Devin and Replit agent immediately. Only agents with full session transcripts or step logs, Claude Code, Klein, RuCode, Aider meet enterprise compliance standards. At type, how to step, name, assess MCP interoperability needs. Text, if you need to share tool integrations across multiple agents or plan to use MCP servers, shortlist MCP native agents, Claude Code, Klein, RuCode, or Goose. At type, how to step, name, match autonomy level to governance maturity. Text, match the agent autonomy level to your governance infrastructure. Level 4, Claude Code, Cursor, Klein, is the practical ceiling without dedicated compliance tooling. Level 5, Devin, requires a complete diff review workflow. At type, how to step, name, evaluate cost model for your task volume, text, above 30 substantial tasks per day per developer, token-based pricing Claude Code, Codex CLI outperforms per seat SaaS below that threshold, per seat pricing is more predictable. At type, how to step, name, run trace-based evaluation on real tasks, text, select 2050 real tasks from your backlog and run candidate agents on them. Score each tool call and compare pass rates. Ignore benchmark leaderboards, they do not reflect your task distribution.